Hi, this is Ricky Chaplin with New Horizons. Well, this week we're going to speak to somebody who's had a couple of great successes in the last year or so based on some complaints that he lodged with the Australian Human Rights Commission and with some support from Blind Citizens Australia. I'm going to speak now with Mr. Philip Chalker from Traralgon in Victoria, and he joins me on the program now. Philip, welcome.
You're welcome, and hello everybody and yourself.
Yeah, thanks very much, mate. Well, to begin with, we might talk about something that's just gotten a bit of publicity just recently. Media Access Australia have just put out a media release to inform people that Apple have just started providing some movies with audio description in the Australian iTunes store. That's really fantastic news. Not sure if this is related or not, but certainly I think we can talk about it because it's important that people get a sense of, you know, the importance of raising these issues. You have actually approached the Australian Human Rights Commission about this very issue. It's interesting to see that we're starting to see some success so shortly after you did that.
Shortly after I did that, I was shocked because one minute I was unable to download, you know, any of the movies like Cars 2 or anything like that. But then, like you were saying earlier, since the thing's been lodged, now a week after it's coming up in the stores saying I can download it, fine. But beforehand, it used to say unavailable in the store. So that's great.
I think what's more important is that people get a sense of how important it is to raise these issues if you see something, to not be afraid to approach someone like the Human Rights Commission, particularly when there's a big company involved like Apple, and we'll talk about your experience at Virgin Australia shortly, but how important it is for people to jump on the bandwagon, I guess, and to raise these issues when they see them.
Yeah, it is true because a lot of not just particular people who are vision impaired, but I find a lot of people out there these days. Unless you're a strong advocate, you're scared to speak up and scared to raise issues, or they don't know ways to raise them, or worried about people are not gonna listen to them. But like you said, BCA and human rights are there to help you and all that kind of stuff. So don't be afraid to raise your issues, no matter whether it's little, big or anything. So, yeah.
It's great that an average person like you or me or anybody else, no matter what barriers you might face, can actually go through that process and be supported to raise an issue that is important for everybody and that's going to benefit everybody.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I've campaigned about a few things over the years, not only audio description, it's audio things for lifts and all that kind of stuff, getting tactiles put in my own area and all that kind of stuff, and how it just took one little person to do it. So, but like I said, don't be afraid to do it.
We might talk now about Virgin Australia and, you know, the fact that while this particular outcome has taken some time to come to fruition, it's another success, and it wouldn't have started had you not raised the issue in the first place. So can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, this came about when I was sitting on a plane in 2013 and went to America after my seeing eye dog retired. I needed a break because I was so sad. But anyway, going to America and all that kind of stuff, well, I said, no, this is not right. I'm not enjoying this flight because actually sitting on the plane because I shouldn't have to have my wife, you know, telling me what's this. Read the list out to me, and it's not fair for her to go whispering to me when it could be someone else asleep next to me or just snoozing or anything like that. So I said, okay, then I raised their little thing to the Air Flight Entertainment Systems. Yeah, they just took my comment down, but sometimes they just say they take your comment down, but you don't know where it goes after that. So I just left it until I came home, and I approached the Human Rights Commission about it, that I didn't enjoy myself. It took so long because waiting for Panasonic to work on the in-flight entertainment systems, and unfortunately, like we said, it took so long. But I've been asked to go over to Brisbane now in November to trial the new systems, the new software that they're putting on to allow blind people now to access them themselves.
That's fantastic news. And, of course, yeah, often companies like Virgin or Apple are dealing with providers outside, so it does take some time for things to be able to be negotiated. But, you know, Virgin, to their credit, have approached Panasonic. They have asked them during the upgrade of their entertainment system to incorporate accessibility. So, you know, it's really great that they've taken your feedback on board.
Yeah, it is. most things that I come across, they either can't do it because of funding or the problem that I find out too, they seem to implement things, but they don't implement properly with it. They implement things, but then they muck up afterwards, so the funding's wasted when they should look into it properly first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. And it's a great lesson in the fact that it's better to design something from the ground up than to try and fix it later. And just moving on to some of the other pursuits that you're engaged in at the moment, you have just advertised on Facebook recently that you're teaching ukulele lessons over FaceTime or Skype. That's really interesting.
Yeah, as a community music worker, I run ukulele workshops even online and offline. The highest I've had was 8 people at one time, and I'm now going online doing it. So I've got a student all the way from Sydney now who is blind, and that's interesting, teaching the blind because he's got no musical ear at all and all that kind of stuff. But it's my idea to teach him have musical ear, and learning this way, you're actually learning better to use your ears more in the way of music than actually seeing. I mean, I reckon a lot of sighted people can learn by the way that we teach as well, because you can even teach a little bit of theory without looking, because you don't need to learn by readings to understand it.
Yeah, very interesting and innovative way of doing it, and I know a lot of musicians are offering courses on Skype at the moment. So in case people are interested, how much is it for a lesson?
It's $10 for a lesson, and if I'm allowed to give my phone number, they can either contact me on 0400 603367, or they can visit my website, where they can also see other Big Sing workshops that I'm also happening in the Gippsland region, on www.latrobemusic.com.
Very good. And those Big Sing workshops, how do they work?
The Big Sing workshops it's a professional development thing where I pay the mentor to actually run them, but she's teaching a blind person. So what's going on at the moment is she's teaching me doing role play from home, but then we go to a real scene and do it. So I run them like that, and eventually she's just going to let me run them. But at the moment, how they're running is... I play some songs on a ukulele. She plays some songs on a guitar, and it's basically, and she might do some. The teacher might, the mentor. I'll call her a mentor because whatever you want to call her, a leader, a singing leader. She does different like voice warm ups and all that kind of stuff, and just basically fun and relaxing stuff. Basically, you don't have to know your scales. You don't have to know anything like that. Just follow her and you'll be amazed at how she can get three-piece, because she's a choir leader too. You're amazed at how she can get three-piece singing happening, or two-piece singing happening, just in a small little two-hour group. So, yeah.
That's great. So in the Gippsland area, when's the next workshop going to be?
The next Big Sing workshop's going to be on October the 22nd at the Morwell Neighbourhood House in 48-50 Beachy Crescent, Morwell. And like I said, you can go to my website, and for that you can click on the workshops and events page. If you have any problems booking online, because I have a try booking thing set up, because it's hard for blind people to collect money on a day. I prefer to do it through this way.
Sure.
But if you have trouble, ask me for another method for payment, and I can give you my account where you can go to the bank and pay it if that's easier for you.
Right, so there's a small cost associated with that workshop as well.
Yes, $10.75, because I have to, because under Latrobe Music, my own little business, and being on a low income and all that kind of stuff, I just charge a small amount, and that goes towards to pay the teacher and me making up posters and all that. So my admin fees, but you know, and I'm not really making much. It just goes to pay me for my posters and that.
Sure, that's very understandable. Well, Philip, it's been really, really encouraging talking to you. You know, you're somebody who really gets out there, and it's a real lesson in that people, no matter what barriers they face, what circumstances they've gone through in their own life, that they'll find a niche for themselves somewhere. And you've certainly tried to do that, and you know, you're making the most of your life, and it's really great to hear.
Yeah, no, I just can't work out how much of it. Ever since I was introduced to Mac computers and the iPhone and all that, you know, that could be another topic in the future, but it's changed my life for the best. I mean, I'm using stuff because I can do so many things now with audio without looking at the screen anymore at all, and that I never used to be able to do just on a normal PC.
That's fantastic, mate. Well, best of luck with your singing workshops and also your ukulele lessons. That's great. You know, you're being innovative and getting out there and getting into a bit of small business. So really good for people to hear that. Well, Philip, again, thanks very much for joining me and best of luck in the future.
Yeah, thank you. I hope you have me back after November if you like to see how we went with the in-flight entertainment systems and let you know how it all went.
Yep, sure. We can certainly do that next year. Well, we look forward to that update and I'll talk to you soon. I was speaking with Philip Chalker there for New Horizons. And if you do want to contact Phil about those workshops and you are in the Gippsland area and you can make it to Morwell on October the 22nd, you can contact him on his mobile, which is 0400 603 367. And just a reminder that the BCA convention is coming up in Perth next week. It's the 9th to the 11th of October, Friday to Sunday, and there'll be a welcome drink session on the Friday evening, and we will come to you live from convention. It'll be streamed over the weekend, and I will run around with the portable recorder and try and catch up with some people and see if we can get some live interviews from convention, which will go to air when we return with New Horizons in the following weeks. Well, that's it for the show this week. I hope you've enjoyed the program, and please stay tuned as we continue to explore in depth the issues that affect people who are blind or vision impaired.